Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Boone moves to second. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. House reaches second base with a double. Torgerson scores. Boone scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. House moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Sal Molinow pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. House scores. Hatfield moves to third. Heft moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sal Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. 2 outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heft hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Sal Mali. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. House hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heft takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Keen reaches second base with a double. Heft moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heft scores. Keen scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Jose Santiago now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Santiago covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. House hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. House reaches second base with a double. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Heft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.